The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Get ready for a cinematic journey like no other as we dive into the glitz and glamour of Hollywood with real talk, unscripted and unheard. From heartwarming tearjerkers to spine-chilling horrors, I'll be your guide, sharing my take on each cinematic masterpiece. Hello, everyone. I hope you all are doing well. Welcome to episode 3 of Real Talk, Unscripted and Unheard. I am your host, DJ Amp, and in today's episode, we will be discussing the movie The Lion King, which was released in 1994 and directed by Rob Minkoff and Roger Allers. And fun fact, both Minkoff and Allers made their feature film directing debut with this film. And yes, I do know that The Lion King was remade into a live action movie, and that was released in 2019. But for today, we will be discussing the older and the original version of the movie released in 1994. In today's episode, I will be telling you all about the inspiration behind the movie, giving my review, and ending the episode by telling you all some fun facts about the movie. Now, without further ado, let's get started. The Lion King is an animated musical movie that was produced by Walt Disney Animations, and it is a movie that is set in the African savannah and follows the story of Simba, who is the main protagonist in the film. The film begins with the song, The Circle of Life, while showing the birth of Simba, who is the son of Mufasa, and Mufasa is the king of the Pride Lands. Simba is destined to inherit the throne, but his uncle Scar harbors jealousy and a very strong desire for power. And because of this, Scar orchestrates a very tragic event that results in the death of Mufasa, who, a reminder, is the king of the Pride Lands, and he convinces Simba that he is the one responsible for his father's death. So Scar then tells Simba to flee the Pride Lands, and this leads Simba to believe that he is responsible for the Pride Lands kingdom's downfall. And as Simba grows, he befriends Timon, the meerkat in the movie, and Pumbaa, who is the warthog in the movie. And these two characters become Simba's companions in the Hakuna Matata lifestyle. And that means that they never have any worries, and there never will be any worries. However, one day Simba's past catches up with him when he encounters Nala, the lioness, who was his childhood best friend and the lioness that he liked. And after realizing the hardships faced by the Pride Lands under Scar's authoritarian rule, after Nala tells him about it and urges him to do something about it, Simba confronts his past and accepts his responsibility as the rightful king of the Pride Lands. So with the support of his friends, he returns to the Pride Lands to challenge Scar and reclaim his rightful place in the Circle of Life. The Lion King was inspired by a lot of sources, including some from mythology and some from classic literature. One of the Lion King's inspirations is William Shakespeare's Hamlet. The Lion King draws significant inspiration from the Shakespearean tragedy Hamlet, the themes of family betrayal, revenge, and the rightful heir claiming the throne are central to both in Hamlet and The Lion King. The characters of Simba and Scar parallel Hamlet and Claudius Another inspiration for The Lion King is African folklore and traditions. As the movie incorporates elements of African culture, traditions, and folklore. The circle of life, Rafiki's character, and the overall setting were influenced by various African customs and stories. Lastly, Joseph Campbell's monomyth inspired the film as well. This film follows the structure of the hero's journey as outlined by Joseph Campbell in his book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. Simba's journey from a young lion cub into a mature leader aligns with the stages of this hero's journey. I hope you all enjoyed learning about what inspired The Lion King. Up next, I will be giving you all my review of the movie. Overall, I really liked and enjoyed watching The Lion King, as this film is a very iconic film that transports the audience to the landscapes of the African savanna. The film offers a mixture of heartwarming storytelling, beautiful animation, and an excellent musical score. In my opinion, the animation in the film was very beautifully done. The different landscapes and attention to detail in the film create a very visually stunning and immersive experience for the audience. Additionally, I think the characters in the film were also very well designed. The animators captured the essence of each animal and showcased the diverse range of the African wildlife. I also like that The Lion King had many different themes in the movie. For example, the movie had themes of responsibility, growing through adversity, family, love, and the circle of life. And these are just to name a few, but there are many others in addition to these themes. Additionally, Hans Zimmer's musical score plays a big part in the film's emotional impact. And in my opinion, the powerful soundtrack really elevates the film with songs like Hakuna Matata, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Circle of Life, Be Prepared, and many others. The songs not only enhance the movie, but are also very catchy and are guaranteed to get stuck in your head. And I think one of the greatest things about this film is that it appeals to people of all ages. It appeals to children through the animation, the likable characters, as well as the unlikable characters, and the very catchy songs throughout the film. And it appeals to the adults through the themes displayed throughout the film, the emotional aspects of the film, along with things like the characters and songs as well. Now, to wrap this review up, I just wanted to say that The Lion King has breathtaking visuals, great storytelling, and a great collection of catchy songs that help contribute to the film, captivating audiences of all ages across generations. It is a movie that you can watch over and over again and will probably not ever get tired of watching it. Overall, I would rate The Lion King a 4.5 out of 5 stars. Now, we are nearing the end of this episode, but before I let you go until next week, I just wanted to share some fun facts about The Lion King with you. So my first fun fact is that the wildebeest stampede scene in the movie took 3 years to create. This scene is only a few minutes long in the movie, but yet it took 3 whole years to create. In addition to drawing thousands of different wildebeests, the CG department had to create an entirely new program so that the wildebeests wouldn't pass through each other while they were running. And this allowed for a more realistic animation sequence. My second fact is that the actors who voiced Timon and Pumbaa in the movie actually auditioned for different roles. Nathan Lane, who voiced Timon, and Ernie Sabella, who voiced Pumbaa, originally auditioned to be hyenas in the movie. Rob Minkoff, one of the directors, said that they came to an audition in New York and they bumped into each other in the lobby, which is when they discovered they were both auditioning for the roles of hyenas. They were asked the casting director if they could audition together, and they were hilarious as they read their lines. But they didn't seem right for the hyenas. The directors thought they were perfect fit for the roles of Timon and Pumbaa, so they were cast as those characters instead. My next fact is that a wildlife expert brought real animals to the studio to help the animators study their movement. Jim Fowler, a wildlife expert, brought real African animals at different stages of life into the studio to serve as models for the team of animators that were working on the animation for the movie. The animators wanted to see how the animals' bodies moved so that they could recreate that when creating and designing for the movie. My next fact is that the original director of the movie wanted The Lion King to be a National Geographic film. George Scribner, who was the original director of The Lion King, wanted it to be an animated National Geographic feature. However, he left the film when the decision was made to turn it into a musical animated film, and Minkoff and Allers took over the movie as the directors instead. My next fact is that The Lion King is still the highest grossing traditionally animated film of all time. My next fact is that the song Hakuna Matata was not in the original script for the movie. Originally, the movie had a song about eating bugs, and it was called He's Got It All Worked Out. However, nobody on the creative team was really fond of a song about eating bugs, so they came up with the song Hakuna Matata instead after coming back from a research trip to Africa. And when they kept hearing the term Hakuna Matata, they decided to make it into a song. My next fact is that an earthquake forced Disney to shut down productions of the movie temporarily. An earthquake in 1994 forced the Disney studios to close down temporarily, and a lot of the film was finished in the homes of the artists making the movie. My next fact is that there are many different versions of the song Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And according to the press notes of the film, 5 iterations of lyrics for Can You Feel the Love Tonight over several years were written. My next fact is that Mufasa was originally supposed to have a song called King of the Wild, where he explained the balance of the land to Simba, but the song was cut out of the film. And finally, my last fact is that before coming up with the name The Lion King, the movie was originally supposed to be called King of the Jungle. And that was up until the writers realized that lions do not live in the jungle, so they came up with the name of The Lion King instead. Well, unfortunately, the time has come, and this will be the end of this episode. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to this episode of Real Talk, Unscripted and Unheard, with me, your host, DJ Amp. I hope you all learned some new information about the Lion King movie and enjoyed my review of the movie. Come back next time to learn more about your favorite movies. I will see you all in the next episode.